As we know, we're here to celebrate the appearance day of Shrivas Thakura. We've already celebrated the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, and Advaita Acharya. When is the Gadadhar Pandit's appearance day? Next week? What's that?
In April.
And somehow or another, this is the month of festival. Every Monday we had a festival. And so today we have Shrivas Thakura's appearance day. Shrivas Thakura, probably in the world, there's only a few temples actually celebrating Shrivas Thakura's appearance day, because he's one of the lesser known of the Panchatattva. Of course, he's known here. Still, he's on the corner, he's on there, and because of this pillar, sometimes we don't see him if you're not in the right place. He's very humble. And I thought, well, there's only a few things that I know of in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Chaitanya Bhagavad about Shrivas Thakura. So I sat down at my computer and I started to do the search in the Veda base of Shrivas Thakura, and after an hour and a half writing it all down, it was completely unorganized. Because it's quite a bit in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then I tried to put it onto my iPad, and it wouldn't sync because there's too much on there. And then I figured, well, I'd miss the class if I wait for the sync to happen. So I put it's on the computer, and we'd be here for a long time if I went over all this. So let me just do it from my memory and see where that goes. So Shrivas Thakura, does anyone know who he is in Krishna Leela? Well, in Krishna Leela. Narada Muni, yes, Narada Muni. So there's always a parallel you can join, you can make between Krishna Leela and Chaitanya Leela, because basically speaking, it's the same personalities. Just like it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that not only Advaita Acharya sat on the bank of the Ganges and offered tulsi leaves and Ganji water in order to pray for the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but also Shrivas Thakura is also doing the same thing. Just like in Krishna's pastimes, Kamsa was killing the sons of Devaki, and Narada Muni decided that he wanted to quicken the appearance of Lord Krishna, so he went and told Kamsa that actually you're expecting the eighth child of Devaki to kill you, but who knows what the eighth means. Maybe one is, if you have eight, and maybe from the eighth, one is the eighth. So it could be the first one, it could be any one of them. So Kamsa thought Narada Muni's, he must be correct, so he started to kill all the sons of Devaki, one after another, and quicken the appearance of the eighth child, which was Krishna. So similarly, Shrivas Thakura, as Narada Muni, he was very anxious as Advaita Acharya that Lord Chaitanya make his appearance, because we're in Kali Yuga. There's not much time in Kali Yuga. The quicker Lord Chaitanya came, the better. In any case, Krishna sends his elder relatives first, such as Advaita Acharya came before he did, and Jagannath Misra came before he did, many devotees, and amongst them was Shrivas Thakura and his wife Malini. Malini was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda especially, and Lord Krishna, and their niece was also Ambika, who was the nurse of Lord Krishna. So Shrivas Thakura was a good friend of Jagannath Misra. They grew up together. And in the Vedic culture, the father tries not to discipline his son. course, sometimes he does, but he tries not to do it because that way it keeps the relation between the mother and the father and the son sweet. Someone who's always disciplining you, you might get a little bit disturbed with after some time. Therefore, we find even in the movement, the spiritual master is supposed to discipline the disciple, but we find that, I remember one time in Dallas, one of the Matajis, Prabhupada came, he was going to install, he decided to install Radha Kalachandri. And then the next day, there was supposed to be the installation, but one Mataji decided she stripped the paint off Kalachandri. And then she'd paint him. But she painted him, and the paint was not fast drying. So Kalachandri was all sticky. And Prabhupada asked the Mataji, there was a meeting up in his room, and he asked the Mataji, "Why did you do it?" And the first thing she did, she broke out in tears and left. I don't know how we installed the deities. Anyhow, somehow or another, they got fans or something and they dried Kalachandri for the installation, which I was present for. It's quite an ecstatic installation. Anyhow, generally speaking, even a disciple, if you raise your voice to a disciple, they break out in tears sometimes. It's very hard to discipline anyone in Kali Yuga. Everyone is so fragile. So generally speaking, in the Vedic culture, the parents don't discipline the children. Otherwise, when the parents give the child some good instruction, then perhaps the child won't take it because he's always remembering, "Oh, my parent, he said this." So generally speaking, they have an uncle that disciplines their child. And every uncle has a child, and every child has an uncle, etc. So the whole community has mothers and fathers and uncles, and it's all related. So Srivas Thakura was the uncle, considered to be the uncle of Lord Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he used to discipline Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In any case, those who have been to Mayapur know that not far from the yoga pit and not far from where we have our temple, there is Srivasanga, which is not a huge Anga. I guess it's probably not the original Anga, but this is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have his kirtans at night. For 1 year, before they took it out to the street, they had it in the evening, I guess starting around 10 o'clock, and they chant all night. And there were many, many pastimes during that time in Srivas Sangha. One time Srivas Thakura, who had different sons, one of his sons died, and Srivas Thakura didn't tell anyone because he didn't want to disturb the kirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan and said, "I think something has happened here." And yes, it was told that Srivas Thakura's son has died. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went over to the son and said, "Come back." So he came back and he said, "Why did you leave?" The kirtan was going on. "Why did you leave?" He said, "Well, you know, you told me to come here. I came here because you gave me directions to come here to this world, and now you tell me to go." "Well, what you called me back for?" So he said, "Because your parents are very disturbed that you've left." He said, "Which parents? I've had so many parents. Which ones are you talking about?" "You know, Srivas and Malini." "Oh, those, yeah, right." What's happening? So then Srivas Thakura realized, "Oh, actually, it's not really my son. Everyone belongs to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Krishna." Similarly, one time there was a Brahmin who only ate fruit and milk. He only drank milk, actually. Maybe a little fruit sometimes. the milk back then was all organic and wasn't wasn't pasteurized or homogenized, so it was good milk. That's all he drank. That's all he ate. So he said, could I please watch the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Srivastanga? So Srivastava Thakura said, all right, you know, you're a Brahmin, you're pure, you're only drinking milk. So he hid the Brahmin in a basket while the kirtan was going on. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the kirtan and said, stop, I feel no ecstasy. There's someone in this room and they're not pure. Who is it, Srivas? He said, I don't know. No, I know there's someone in here. All right, there's a Brahmin, but he only drinks milk. He only drinks milk. What has that got to do with devotional service? Get him out of here. Srivas Thakura also did that to his mother-in-law. She also got kicked out. So it was quite an elite group that made it into Srivastanga during the nocturnal kirtan. So one day there was one Brahmin, his name was Gopal Chapala. And Gopal Chapala, he was very envious that he wasn't invited. It's like there's a big celebration going on, everyone's going, the whole temple's going, everyone got an invitation except for you. You think, what did I do wrong? What's going on here? So he didn't get an invitation, so he became envious of Srivas Thakura. You're inviting everyone, you don't invite me. So he decided to defame, because he was the head of the atheists, actually, Gopal Chapala. He was always criticizing, he was envious, and he was the head of the atheists. So Srivas Thakura never invited him to come to the kirtan. So he decided to defame Srivas Thakura, and one night he put the paraphernalia for worshipping Durga on Srivas Thakura's doorstep with a bottle of wine and with a red flower and all the incense, all meant to worship Durga. So Srivas Thakura woke up, saw the paraphernalia for worshipping Durga, and called all the elderly men, all the senior men from Navadvip to come, and they came and said, just see, I felt guilty and I want to confess to you that secretly at night I'm worshipping Durga. You think I'm a Vaishnava, but actually I'm a Shakta. I'm a worshiper of the material energy. So I want to confess, and here's the proof, all the paraphernalia for worshipping Durga. So the elderly men, the senior men in Navadvipa said, who is this rascal? Who is this sinful demon who's put this paraphernalia there? And they called for the Hadi. The Hadi is the sweepers, and they came and swept away the contaminated articles. Gopala Chapala within 3 days contracted leprosy. And when you contract leprosy, at that time you had to leave the village because leprosy was considered to be contagious. So he was there, and gradually worms were biting him. Because worms, when you have leprosy, your skin rots, and the worms come and take advantage of it. So he was suffering from the itching, the biting of the worms. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came by, and he said, bye. He came by, bye. Bye means brother. He said, my dear brother, please save me. I know that you've come to save all the fallen conditioned souls, and I'm fallen, I'm suffering like anything. Please save me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you're the one who tried to blaspheme Srivas Thakura. He said, you're a rascal, you're a sinful rascal. I'm only not going to save you, but I curse you that you stay like this and you're bitten by these worms for millions of births. Not exactly good news. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, and later on he came back to Navadvip. And again, Gopala Chapala, who was suffering, said, my dear brother, please save me. You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You've come to save all the falling souls, and I'm suffering like anything. Please help me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, if you want my advice, that you blaspheme Srivasa Thakur, so you should immediately go there and beg forgiveness from him. And if you get forgiveness from him, then your sinful reactions will be cured and you'll be healthy again. So he immediately went to Srivasa Thakur, prayed for his forgiveness, got his blessings, and his leprosy was cured. Similarly, Devananda Pandit, who was a great scholar, was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam regularly in Navadvip. And Srivasa Thakura one day came into the Bhagavatam class. And he heard the Bhagavatam being recited by Devananda Pandit, who was actually an impersonalist, a Mayavadi at that time. And Srivasa Thakura, even though he was hearing it from a Mayavadi because it was about Krishna, he went in completely into ecstasy. And he was rolling on the ground. And the other students said, who's this weird person disturbing our class? So they picked him up. Could you imagine? They picked up Srivasa Thakura and threw him out of the building. So this obviously was an offense. Later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and chastised Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit realized his mistake, that Srivasa Thakura was a great devotee. He had offended him and asked for forgiveness. So this is a place in Navadvip where the offense was forgiven. Similarly, Srivasa Thakura was just read here. In his Anibhasa Bhaktivinoda Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, describing the truth about the Panchatattva, explains that we should understand that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Predominator, and that Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu are his subordinates, but are also predominators. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, and Nityananda and Advaita Prabhu are manifestations of the Supreme Lord. All of them are the Vishnu Tattva, the Supreme, and are therefore worshipable by the living entities. Although the other two tattvas within the category of Pancha Tattva, namely Shakti Tattva and Jiva Tattva, represented by Gadadhar and Shivas, are worshippers of the Supreme Lord, they are in the same category because they are eternally engaged in the trans-loving service of the Lord. When Srila Prabhupada was in 26 Second Avenue, he used to do engagements sometimes outside. And one time he did engagement in this bar, this underground bar in the Lower East Side. I mean, it's hard to imagine what a bar on the Lower East Side would be like. Maybe there's similar places here, I don't know. I guess you'd have to imagine going to a place like Amsterdam or something, underground. Dark, dirty, all kinds of ridiculous paintings on the wall. You know, a typical bar. And Prabhupada went there and he gave a lecture on the Panchatattva. A little inconceivable. I mean, even here we read this and people are going, what? One of them is the transcendental energy, one of the Shakti Tattva. You can imagine these people didn't even know, you know, what up and down was. And Prabhupada was talking about Shakti Tattva and Jiva Tattva. So the example of the dog is very significant in this connection. A dog naturally does not become a devotee at any time, but still it is sometimes found that a dog of a devotee gradually becomes a devotee also. We have actually seen that a dog has no respect even for the Tulsi plant. Indeed, a dog is especially inclined to pass urine on the Tulsi plant. Therefore, the dog is the number one non-devotee. Sorry if anyone has a dog here. Nowadays you can insult anyone, but don't insult my dog. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement is so strong that even a dog-like devotee, non-devotee can gradually become a devotee by the association of a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Shivananda Sen, a great householder, became a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, attracted a dog on the street while going to Jagannath Puri. The dog began to follow him and ultimately went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was liberated. Similarly, cats and dogs in the household of Shivasakur were also liberated. So, according to this, Shivasakur had a dog. But these dogs are generally kept outside. Cats and dogs didn't live inside and sleep on your bed. Cats and dogs and other animals are not expected to become devotees, but by this, in the association of a pure devotee, they are also delivered. By the way, Krishna, in the spiritual world, he also has a dog. He also has a buffalo. So, but it's a spiritual dog. Who is Shivas Pandit Thakur? In the Gaura Ganadeshitapi, Shivas Thakur is described as an incarnation of Narada Muni. And Sri Rama Pandit, his younger brother, is said to be the incarnation of Parvati Muni, a great friend of Narada's. Shivas Pandit's wife, Malini, is celebrated as an incarnation of the nurse Ambika, who fed Lord Krishna with her breast milk. And as already noted, his niece Narayani, the mother of Thakur Vrindavan Das, the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, was the sister of Ambika in Krishna Leela. We also understand from the description of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat that after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acceptation of the sannyas order, Shivas Pandit left Navadvip, probably because of feelings of separation, and domiciled at Kormahata. So many pastimes took place in the house of Shivas Thakur. The plays that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed were also in the house of Shivas Thakur. Even after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and reside at the house of Shivas Thakur. Shivas Thakur's wife was named Malini, and at the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she came and assisted, actually even before the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she assisted in the birth, because in the Veda culture, there was a separate room where the ladies would give birth. Nowadays, the ladies give birth in some hospital miles and miles away from the house, but the bathroom is right inside. Matter of fact, the house is considered opulent. The more bathrooms it has, the more toilets it has. But in the Veda culture, the further away the toilet was from the house, the more opulent the house was considered. But Malini, she assisted in the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so she was considered one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mothers, as she was considered, she acted like a mother towards Nityananda Prabhu. At the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Malini, as the other ladies, they brought vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas, and coconuts to worship the baby. One thing Prabhupada noted in the purport about Gopala Chapala suffering from leprosy, and Prabhupada writes, we should note herein that all our suffering in this material world especially from disease, are due to our past sinful activities. And all of all sinful activities, actions directed against a pure devotee out of sheer envy are considered extremely severe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Gopal Chapala to understand the cause of his suffering. Any person who disturbs a pure devotee engaged in broadcasting the holy name of the Lord is certainly punished like Gopal Chapala. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we shall see, one who offends a pure devotee can never satisfy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless and until he sincerely regrets his offense and thus rectifies it. So we may think that Gopal Chapala had caught some virus or some contagious disease, and therefore he was suffering. But actually, as it says here, he was suffering because he offended a devotee. And therefore his, we could say his immune system got very weakened, and he contracted leprosy. Similarly, we find in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, then when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his nephew, criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately contracted cholera and almost died. So we may think that disease is caused by some infection and we can go on offending devotees. As long as we have a mask on, we'll be protected. But that's not how things work. That our sufferings in the material world are generally due to our offenses against, number one, the cows and the Brahmins and the devotees. And therefore, throughout the Chaitanya Bhagavat, what's cautioned at every step, practically speaking, is not to offend the devotees. That one can happily chant Hare Krishna, one can make spiritual advancement, but all this will be destroyed if one offends the devotees. And therefore, time and time again, Chaitanya Lila, we find that people are destroyed because of offenses against the devotees. In Chaitanya Mangala, Madhya Kanda describes this incident as follows. Srivas Pandit was performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, and as customary, he was hearing the thousand names of Lord Vishnu. At that time, Gaurahari, Lord Chaitanya, appeared on the scene and began to hear the thousand names of Vishnu with full satisfaction. When he heard the holy name of Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Chaitanya became absorbed in thought and he became angry like Nrisimha Prabhu. In his angry mood, his eyes became red, his bali hair stood on end, all the parts of his body trembled, and he made a thundering sound. All of a sudden, he took up a club, and people became greatly afraid, thinking, we do not know what kind of offense we have now committed. But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adjusted his thought and sat down on his seat. Seeing the people so afraid, the Lord came to his external senses, thus returned to the house of Srivas Thakura and threw away his club. The Lord became morose and said to Srivas Thakura, when I adopted the mood of Lord Nrisimhadev, people are greatly afraid. Therefore I stopped, since causing fear among the people is an offense. So, could someone please write that to the newspapers? Inform them that they're making offenses. Srivas Thakura replied, anyone who takes your holy name vanquishes 10 million of his offenses immediately. There was no offense in your appearing as Nrisimhadev. Rather, any man who saw you in that mood was immediately liberated from the bondage of material existence. After saying this, Srivas Thakura worshipped the Lord, who was greatly satisfied, and returned to his own home. One time, Srivas Thakura's wife, Malini, was taking care of doing the arti for Gopal, her deity. And in the aarti tray, there was one ghee lamp. And one crow came and took the ghee lamp and flew away with it. So Malini started to cry that my husband Srivastakura will be greatly angry when he sees that the ghee lamp is gone. He'll blame me for it. And she was crying. So she had a very special relationship with Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda appeared. Lord Nityananda, he's always in the mood of a child, a little child. And so he asked Malini, why are you crying? She said, well, the crow took away the ghee lamp, and Srivastakura will become greatly angry with me. So Lord Nityananda called out to the crow, who was sitting there on the windowsill, go get the ghee lamp. So the crow flew away, came back with the ghee lamp, and put it at Malini's lotus feet. And Malini said, Lord Nityananda, who can understand your glories? And then she started to praise him as that previously you were Lakshman in the pastime of Ramachandra, you were his younger brother, that you appear whenever Krishna appears, you were Balaram, you're the source of incarnations. And Lord Nityananda said, in the mood of a child, he said, I'm hungry, feed me. And then Malini fed him. One time Srivastakura they were reciting during the festival of the Mahalakshmi, during Rath Yatra, they were glorifying Srup Damodar, who is actually an incarnation of, I guess, either Lalita, was glorifying Srimati Radharani in the pastimes of Vrindavan. Because there is a festival where Mahalakshmi comes and she is waiting for Lord Jagannath to come home, because Lord Jagannath left. Even the spiritual world, people don't always tell the truth. Anyhow, he left and he told Mahalakshmi, my dear Mahalakshmi, I'll be back right away. I'm just going to Vrindavan for a few days, because the Rath Yatra is all about Krishna going to Vrindavan. So he said, I'm just leaving for a few days, I'll be right back in my chariot. So some days go by, like 8 days went by, and he didn't return. So Mahalakshmi became angry, and she sets out with her associates, who are all greatly opulent, because she's greatly opulent, to find that rascal, Lord Jagannath, and his servants. So they come, and they don't find Lord Jagannath, but they find the servants, and they, in this play that they put on, they arrest all the servants of Lord Jagannath and bind them and chastise them. Where is Lord Mahalakshmi's husband? You rascals, bring him. And Swarup Damodar is glorifying Vrindavan, that Lord Jagannath has gone to Vrindavan, how sweet it is, Shriya Kanda, Kanda, Parama, Parama, Manyo, Bhuma, Bhunis, Chintamani, Ganamayi, Twayam, Amritam. That in Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, that the water is just like nectar, every word is a song, every step is a dance. So our acharyas say, if every word is a song, imagine what the singing is like in the spiritual world. And if every step is a dance, imagine what the dancing is like. So they were glorifying, Srup Damodar was glorifying Vrindavan, and then Srivastakura said, well, what's the big deal about Vrindavan? And he said, that's just a bunch, there's a bunch of fruits and vegetables, and but my Lord is the goddess of fortune. My Lord has the goddess of fortune. And there is Chintamani. Everything is greatly opulent. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that actually I accept the glorification coming from Srup Damodar. as the most excellent of Vrindavan. And then Srivasa Thakura started to dance in ecstasy, hearing this wonderful glories of Vrindavan. And one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivasa to please glorify Vrindavan, the pastimes, because what do we have here? In ecstasy, the Lord asked Srivasa Thakura to deliver his flute. Your flute has been stolen away by the... And Srivasa Thakura replied, your flute has been stolen away by the gopis. Hearing this reply, the Lord said in ecstasy, go on talking, go on talking. Thus Srivasa Thakura described the transcendental mellows of the pastimes of Sri Vrindavan. In the beginning, Srivasa Thakura described the transcendental sweetness of Vrindavan's pastimes. Hearing this, the Lord felt great and increasing jubilation in his heart. Thereafter, the Lord again and again asked him, speak on, speak on. Thus Srivasa again and again described the pastimes of Vrindavan, vividly explaining them. Srivasa Thakura extensively explained how the gopis were attracted to the forest Vrindavan by the vibration of Krishna's flute, and how they wandered together in the forest. Srivasa Pandit narrated all the pastimes enacted during the six chanting seasons, described the drinking of honey, the celebration of the rasa dance, the swimming in the Jamuna, and other such incidents. When the Lord, hearing with great pleasure, said, go on speaking, go on speaking, Srivasa described the rasa lila dance, which was filled with transcendental mellows. As the Lord thus requested, and Srivasa Thakura spoke, the morning appeared, and the Lord embraced Srivasa Thakura and satisfied him. So even in the pastimes of Krishna, that all you have to do is repeat the same pastimes, seemingly again and again, but they're always new and fresh, because that's the nature of the spiritual world. So the devotees, they don't invent new stories to tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Did you hear this? The latest and the greatest? No, they just repeat the same pastimes, and they're all in ecstasy by doing it. There's nothing needed to be invented. Some new, well, this, you haven't heard this one, I'm sure. One time during the Ratha Yatra, Maharaj Pratapuruja was trying to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in ecstasy, because as we, at the Ratha Yatra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for those who could see, expanded himself into seven different forms and was dancing in seven different circles of devotees. And at this time, Maharaj Pratapuruja, there were the devotees formed circles around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to protect him. And this time, Maharaj Pratapuruja was with his general, Harish Chandra, and they were trying to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. And Srivasa Thakura was in front of them, stunned in ecstasy, watching the dancing. So Harish Chandra was trying to push Srivasa Thakura out of the way so King Pratapuruja could actually see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. So Srivasa Thakura turned around and slapped Harish Chandra across the face. So Harish Chandra was greatly disturbed and was about to chastise Srivasa Thakura, and Pratapuruja grabbed him by the arm and said, wait, you should be obliged to Srivasa Thakura for getting the touch of his hand. He said, I'm not so fortunate, such is the pastimes. Srivasa Thakura ki jai.